So this is a very general title. What I will talk about is the interaction of my gut microbiota with obesity and type 2 diabetes. So in the last 10 years, it has been shown that obesity is associated with an altered gut microbiota, and there are compositional changes as well as functional changes, and lately it has been shown that also the gene content is associated with obesity. And these, of course, are association studies, and some evidence for a causal link have been provided lately using germ-free mice. And these studies have shown that the transmission of the adipositive phenotype is linked to the fecal microbiota, but it's dependent on the diet. So the diet plays a major role here. So what research has shown now is that the same factors that affect the development of obesity, such as genetics, lifestyle, diet, environment, they also shape the gut microbiota and are important not only for the development of obesity, but also obesity-related comorbidities like type 2 diabetes. So I will show you the results from a published study where we analyzed the gut microbiota in diabetes, in type 2 diabetes, in a cohort of 17-year-old women. And we saw that the gut microbiota was altered. There were increased Clostridium, Clostridiforme, Lactobacillus gastri, and Streptococcus mutans in type 2 diabetes patients, and a decrease of Roseburia, Eubacterium aliens, and Bacteroides intestinalis. We also observed that some of these species were related to important biomarkers for metabolic disease. And we used the functional, we also observed that the function of this, the gut metagenome is altered in type 2 diabetes. And we used the compositional and functional changes to train a mathematical model that was able to classify type 2 diabetes with high accuracy. What we observed that the most discriminant microbes were Roseburia and Lactobacillus gastri, but there were also Fecalibacterium prosnitzii species. And so there was a clear bacterial signature discriminating type 2 diabetes subjects. We applied then this model to a group of about 45 impaired glucose tolerance subjects. So this impaired glucose tolerance is often a pre-diabetic state. And what we found is that subjects that were classified as the IGT subjects that were classified by the model as type 2 diabetics, they also had dyslipidemia and increased serum C-peptide, which is a sign of abnormal insulin secretion. So what our model said is that IGT women, and so pre-diabetes, could be identified based on the profile of the gut microbiota, and so could detect diabetes-like metabolism before type 2 diabetes appeared. So a similar study had been published a few months before our study, and what we observed is that in our cohort, the Swedish cohort and the Chinese cohort of this study, there were similar compositional and functional alterations, but the signatures of microbial signatures differed for the classification of type 2 diabetic subjects. So basically, we trained a model on the Chinese cohort and used that model to classify the type 2 diabetic people in our cohort. And we didn't observe a good prediction. And the other way around, we trained our model, so basically we had much lower scores by crossing the population and the model. So this means that the microbial signatures are different between ethnic groups, and we need to have more multi-ethnic studies, and we are actually recruiting subjects in University of San Francisco, where we'll have Hispanic and Caucasian and Chinese populations, as well as in the Netherlands and in Mexico, for about 6,000 to 8,000 subjects. But then, of course, these studies are still associations, and but there is some evidence in humans that the microbiota actually affects glucose metabolism, and this is a study from the Netherlands where the fecal microbiota was transferred, as we heard this morning, and there was an improvement in peripheral insulin sensitivity. And so the manipulation, also it was shown by another study from the same group that modification of the gut microbiota by antibiotic treatment resulted in decreased insulin sensitivity when vancomycin was administered. And there was also a shift in bile acid profile. So there was a decrease in secondary bile acids and an increase in primary bile acids. And this correlated with increase in FGF19 and FXR signaling in these subjects. So to better understand the interaction between the gut microbiota, obesity, and type 2 diabetes, we use bariatric surgery as a model, and we have now samples from subjects who underwent different bariatric surgical procedures. So I will present now unpublished results from two studies. So in the first study, we compared subjects who received gastric banding or Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. These two surgical procedures are very different because Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, as we heard it before, is important not only for weight loss but also for remission of diabetes, while gastric banding has not a metabolic benefit. And then in another study, I will present data about vertical sleeve gastrectomy. So in the first study, we specifically asked what are the differences between the alteration of the gut microbiota in subjects receiving Roux-en-Y gastric bypass or vertical banded gastroplasty, and how stable these changes of the microbiota are. So we examined seven patients that received Roux-en-Y, seven VG, and we also had a group of seven women that were severely obese. And we examined the operated groups about 9 years after they received surgery. It's important to mention here that the operated groups were matched for preoperative body mass and also at the time of inclusion in the study. So they had similar weight loss and also similar body composition. So we received samples while these women were in a chamber for indirect calorimetry, and we obtained both blood and stool samples. So we observed that the gut microbiota is altered after surgery. In particular, there were clearer differences for the Roux-en-Y altered gut microbiota versus the obese microbiota in this bigger plot here. So mostly the altered microbes belong to proteobacteria. We didn't find any significant difference for the VBG microbiota against the obese microbiota, and we didn't find any clear statistical difference between the Roux-en-Y and the VBG. So we also observed difference in the functional capacity of the gut microbiota, but there were more genes upregulated, enriched in the Roux-en-Y in comparison to the obese than in the VBG in comparison to the obese. And there were only 17 genes that differed between the VBG and the Roux-en-Y. They were all enriched in the VBG, and they mainly were linked to benzoate and aminobenzoate metabolism. So we did a pathway analysis, and we found these pathways that were differentially represented in the Roux-en-Y versus obese or VBG versus obese. Basically, We found a phosphotransferase system for the uptake of sugars, and the fluorobenzoate specifically enriched in RuMY, and glutathione metabolism, glyoxylate, and the carboxylate metabolism, ABC transporters, phenylalanine metabolism. And these ABC transporters were mainly for amino acids, specifically enriched in the BBG versus obese. But there were some pathways that were common to both bariatric surgery procedures. And they included two component systems, nitrogen metabolism and fatty acid metabolism. I took a closer look at the two component systems because they are quite diverse in bacteria. There are many. And what I could find is that the two component systems enriched in both RuMY and VBG compared to obese subjects included defense against antimicrobial peptides, outer membrane stress, and trimethylamine oxidase. So there was both transport and metabolic enzymes, genes for transport and metabolic enzymes in this group. And it was a bit more increased in the RuMY, but overall in both surgery groups. But then in RuMY gastric bypass, there were the enriched two component systems were responding to nitrogen availability, phosphoglycerate, and short chain fatty acids, while the VBG, there were two component systems for salt stress response and twitching motility. And overall, it could be tempting to speculate that the VBG environment, gut environment, could pose a more general nutritional stress to the microbes, as shown by the presence of enriched genes for glutathione metabolism and also increased metabolism of amino acids and the glyoxylate pathway. While here, microbes were mostly using sugars and short-chain fatty acids and phosphoglycerate for energy. So we also observed that another difference between RuMY gut microbiota and VBG related to the gene richness. So all the subjects in the RuMY group were above the threshold that has been recently established as a high gene count, while the VBG were about that threshold, around exactly at the threshold. But we didn't find any bimodal distribution in our study, and of course this is only seven subjects per group. But this could also be important for the gut environment that could be more beneficial in the RuMY gastric bypass than in the VBG. So to know the consequences of this alteration in the gut microbiota and see whether there was a phenotype driven by these microbes, we used the germ-free model, and we used the Swiss Webster strain and female mice to match the source of the human microbiota. So we transplanted the human microbiota and did measurement of body composition 1 day and 14 days after transplantation, and then we measured oxygen consumption and metabolism in the somatic system. So what we observed is that the mice that received the RuMY flora had a 43% decrease in fat accumulation compared to mice that obtained the obese flora, while the VBG fat accumulation was intermediate but was still 26% less than in the obese transplanted mice. And although there was no difference in the oxygen consumption between the groups, there was a difference in the respiratory quotient, that is a ratio between the CO2 that is produced over the oxygen that is consumed. And this was significant during the night, so the active phase, between mice transplanted with the obese flora and mice transplanted with RuMY. And also in the basal state, basal metabolism, was the respiratory quotient was still decreased for the RuMY flora compared to the VBG flora. So these lower values for the RQ ratio indicate increased fat utilization for mice that received the RuMY microbiota. So for like going deeper into the link, the causal link between gut microbiota and the outcomes of bariatric surgery, we did sleeve gastrectomy surgery in germ-free mice. What we observed is that there was a big decrease in body weight, so there was marked weight loss in the conventional mice. But germ-free mice, even though they lost weight, they took up regained weight a bit faster than the conventional mice, and they achieved less weight loss in comparison to conventional mice. And also, glucose metabolism was affected by the procedure only in the conventional mice, but not in the germ-free. And we could transfer this phenotype with a transplantation of flora from the sham-operated mice and the VSG mice. What we observed is that on the bile acid profile, that there was a major modulation of the bile acid profile only in the conventional mice. And the conventional mice receiving sleeve gastrectomy had a bile acid profile that was quite kind of similar to the germ-free mice, with the taurobeta-muricolic acid and taurocholic acid being the two dominant bile acid species in the circulating bile acids in this system. So what we actually think now, we also observed a shutdown in these mice of hepatic gluconeogenesis. And so what we think is that FXR and FGF15 are important for the effect of VSG. And indeed, we have recently published together with Randy Seelis that FXR is important for the outcome of sleeve gastrectomy, and it's also related to shifts in the microbiota. So in summary, what we have seen is that microbiota is altered in type 2 diabetes, and that molecular signatures can be important for identifying people at risk of T2D. And we also have some evidence for causal link between the gut microbiota and the outcomes of bariatric surgery, for example, in reduced fat gain and improved glucose control. And microbiota and FXR together might be required for the beneficial effects of bariatric surgery, at least in mice. So I would like to thank all the present and past members of the Beckett Lab, our collaborators at the University of Gothenburg, the bioinformaticians at Chalmers Institute in Gothenburg, and Randy Seely and the surgeon Jose Berger at the University of Cincinnati. And thank you for listening.